With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. Vice President J.D. Vance and U.S. envoys holding talks with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Vance says the Gaza peace plan is slowly progressing.
If we do this the right way, it could create a model, I think, that could lead to other peace agreements all over the world, because it shows what's possible when you're willing to think outside the box and actually put some elbow grease to get it done.
And he adds the Trump administration is committed to the plan, which has a number of key challenges.
We have a very, very tough task ahead of us, which is to disarm Hamas, but rebuild Gaza to make life better for the people in Gaza, but also to ensure that Hamas is no longer a threat to our friends in Israel. That's not easy.
Prime Minister Netanyahu says he and the vice president talked about a new vision for peace throughout the Middle East.
How to have the civil government, how to have the security there, who could provide that security there, again, with Israel taking care of overall security always. And we discussed that, and I think we have some very, very good ideas how to proceed. It's not going to be easy, but I think it's possible.
Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent announcing new sanctions against Russia's two biggest oil companies. He's also blasting Moscow's refusal to end the war in Ukraine. Sanctions against Rosneft and Lukoil follow months of bipartisan pressure on President Trump to hit Russia even harder. A new report says North Korean hackers have stolen billions of dollars by breaking into cryptocurrency exchanges and creating fake identities to get remote jobs for foreign tech firms. That investigation comes from a monitoring group set up by the United States and 10 other nations. The report found North Korea using cryptocurrencies to launder money and pay for military purchases to avoid scrutiny. This is SRN News. No more non-binary passports for U.S. citizens.
President Trump's order that all travelers be identified as either male or female is now in effect for customs and border protection officials. That means airlines will only accept passports with a male or female designation for people traveling into or out of the country. The president has vowed to eliminate all residue of the Biden administration's four-year campaign to promote transgenderism in every office of the executive branch and throughout the country. Michael Harrington reporting.
British prosecutors deciding that Irish TV comedy writer Graham Linehan will not face charges after his arrest over social media post critical of transgender people. Linehan was busted last month, sparking a debate about freedom of speech. Supporters say the UK laws stifle legitimate comment. London police say that as a result of the case, they will no longer investigate non-hate crime incidents. This is SRN News. Well, some unexpected benefits from COVID vaccines. Lisa Dwyer explains.
The most widely used COVID-19 vaccines may offer a surprise benefit for some cancer patients, revving up their immune systems to help fight tumors. People with advanced lung or skin cancer who were taking certain immunotherapy drugs lived substantially longer if they also got a Pfizer or Moderna shot within 100 days of starting treatment. The molecule that powers those specific vaccines, mRNA, appears to help the immune system respond better to cutting-edge cancer treatments. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Justice Department announcing a deal with the University of Virginia to pause civil rights investigations. Charlottesville campus became the target of the president's administration earlier in the year when the Justice Department reviewed the school's admissions and financial aid process. More details, SRNnews.com.